The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're being forced to go to this Christmas party, and we're going to do it. And for some reason, I found out that DJ Automatic wants to tap dance because of this. Good morning. It's a Dana Cortez show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
That's not how it worked out. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, that's exactly how it worked out. So we get up at 3 a.m. And of course, we want to go show our Christmas spirit and hang out with all of our lovely coworkers. But it's a weeknight. It's an interactive, ugly sweater Christmas play weeknight event.
That sounds fun.
But Anthony,
it sounds like fun to me. It's a lot better than just sitting at a Christmas party with a bunch of people that we don't really know yet.
Well, you're just excited because you said, oh, it's interactive. Yeah, when I was little, I wanted a tap dance, which threw us all off.
Automatic.
Because now you're on the turntables and you're telling me that you wanted to be a tap dancer back then?
Okay, so growing up at my grandma's house, she always had musicals on. She always and she would have the Rat Pack on all the time, and I would see Sammy Davis Jr. doing his tap dancing, and I always thought, man, I wish I could do that. So I would try to practice that. That's
Wait,
how that happened.
You would tap dance when you were little?
Yes. I would attempt to tap dance when I was little.
Me and my younger brother, we used to do that too. We would go to New Orleans. My mom's a big Saints fan, and
Anthony?
When you were there, we would see the kids in the street who would come up to you and tap dance with like Coke cans on their feet.
Yeah.
So me and my brother tried recreating that at home, and we almost cut ourselves with thumbtacks. It was not good at all, dude. Well, shout out to tap dancing. It's a respectable art form. I appreciate it.
I just never knew you wanted to get those little shoes. But it makes sense since you can sing Mary Poppins so well.
Okay.
You made never seen Mary Poppins.
Okay, let me explain this. Like I said, at my grandma's house, very musical. Most of my aunts and uncles are music teachers. My uncle is actually up for a Grammy right now with Peter Gabriel. Hopefully he's going to win it, okay?
Congratulations.
But I'm telling you, the last reunion they had, they performed Rent, that Seasons of Love song.
I don't even know what that is.
Producer.
525,600 minutes.
Oh, I know what that is. They did that in real life. I thought that was only the movies.
So did I. Obviously, I didn't grow up around them, but I've been influenced by them.
Dude, you're going to smash at this party, then. Come to this party, you're going to crush,
I might be setting the expectation a little too high.
I think you should stand up and sing your little Spoonful of Sugar song to everybody while we're there. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go and start with World Techno Day.
It's back.
Love me some techno.
I dated a girl who was she was into shuffling. Have you guys seen that dance where people like shuffle?
Yes. Not in like 10 years,
she was into it. She was like,
automatic. Shuffling is so back.
No, it's not.
It is so back.
I don't think it ever really left. It's very niche.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's a certain group of people who
it got big with Party Rock Anthem.
Yeah, there it is, dude. That from there since it's been up.
You know why Automatic doesn't know what we're talking about, really, Anthony? Because all he follows is dark death and craziness on his Instagram. Every day he tells me, did you see?
What are you talking about? I'm the only one who knows about music. First of all, techno is his own genre. Don't get it confused with house. Don't get it confused with progressive house.
I knew this was going to go there. I'm never going to go against DJ Automatic in music. I'll say that right now. It is National Christmas Card Day. Get them out.
I feel so guilty. I bought Christmas cards last year, a whole box, and only sent two out.
Two? Who did you send them to?
To your mom and mine.
Oh, that's all that matters.
Oh, no, it's not. And this year, I know that your brother, Matematic, and his new girl, Consuelo, I bet you, they're going to send Christmas cards out to everybody.
Matt hasn't sent out a Christmas card in his entire life.
You want to bet he's in love? He's got this new girl in his life? Do you know he put the Christmas tree up the day after Halloween?
Dana doesn't want to be the black sheep of the...
I don't.
You want to send Christmas cards out,
don't you? I'm challenging them right now. We're sending the most Christmas card.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Christmas Day. It's the fattest day of the year. Does anyone want to take a guess as to how much you eat that day?
I'm going to go with a good 5,000 calories.
Okay. 5,000? I was going to say 3,000.
The average American packs in 5,400 calories on Christmas Day. That is more than twice the daily average for men and more than three times the daily average for women. What do we need to do to prepare for the fat day? There's a few things.
Run.
No. Yes, you need to exercise up until that day. Okay, pump your brakes. The week before, I know there's a lot of candy and all kinds of holiday treats around the office. Don't do it. Don't do it. Make plans so that you know that day you're going to take in things a little bit, I guess not as quickly. You know how
you should fast
down?
Before you're going to have
No,
them.
You should not fast.
Yeah.
Why?
Get some water in you. Loosen up the inside.
That's the third
bit.
One. Some water. That's the third one. Now that we're done with all the calorie stuff, let's talk about the food we love. Because it doesn't matter.
This is a great fat club.
I do
lots of
not,
advice
well,
here.
Because I do not want to pretend that any of us here are going to be eating all the green beans on Christmas.
I like green beans.
I do too, but it's like the smallest thing on my plate. I got to make room for the fattening stuff. It's my day to cheat.
Yes.
And eat what I want. All right, so line two, what's your favorite Christmas food?
A little bit of everything, but really tamales, because, you know, it's like a seasonal thing.
Do you make them or do you buy them?
No, I have family members who make them. I don't do that.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's an art.
I have an aunt who hooks it up, and she makes some really, really good ones.
Oh, ooh. That one
red
Thea,
or green?
That one Thea that knows how to get it, man.
Red or green?
She does green chicken, and red is obviously the pork, but both of hers are really, really good.
My mouth is watering thinking about them. Are they spicy, a little chilosos?
Yeah, the chicken ones she makes spicy, and the pork ones are like just in between.
When you get a good tamale, there's nothing like it. And when you get a bad tamale, that's not good either. Dude,
I say tamales are like tattoos. Plenty of people make them, but not too many do them good.
There you go. You know, you got to have a good tamale for Christmas. If you've never had a tamale on Christmas, it's the best gift to unwrap.
Yeah.
So
like,
good.
I feel like that's where Christmas really kind of gets Thanksgiving, is that there's a lot more appetizers. I look at tamales as appetizers.
That's a lot of caloric appetizer. I'll tell you what the calories are in a tamale here in a little bit.
But they're like little Mexican power bars.
They're so good.
Man, good, dude.
You know what's weird is I can eat 20 and not feel full. Like, hey, now bring on the Christmas meal. Stuffing, gravy, ham, red chile. I will be making red chile, DJ Automatic, for Christmas. I love cake. I love pie. Obviously, this is why I used to be Big Dana. Have you seen my before and after pictures?
Can we just give a shout out to deviled eggs who sometimes make an appearance at Christmas?
I love deviled eggs.
It's crazy that you mentioned that, Anthony A., because you're right. I hadn't really thought about it. I was thinking, well, Christmas, Thanksgiving, kind of the same. Nah, Christmas has the beautiful appetizers.
Yeah, dude.
Everything's pretty.
It leans more like charcuterie board-ish, you know?
Is it charcuterie?
I don't know how to say that.
Chartreuse?
Right. Well, but it tastes good. That's
it's charcuterie board, dog. That's how you say it. Charcuterie.
Oh, you got a girl in your life now. Now you know.
Are you sure that's the way? I thought it was chartreuse.
Christmas pairs well with the Merlot is what I'm trying to tell you.
Favorite holiday food, favorite Christmas food, tapping on the phone lines. We'll continue to combo.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you'd like a psychic reading with Sirmati, I can connect you with her. You can also call 877-730-DCS1. It's time for What's Your Sign? Sirmati is here. Welcome, Madi.
Hey, what's good?
Now, before we get our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective for all of us, but before that, we had a caller reach out last week and want a reading. Hi, what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
All right. What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, go ahead and ask Sirmati your question.
Will things look up for me in the new year? I've had a really shitty year. I feel like I've been cursed all year.
Oh my gosh, Marty, I feel so bad for her. She's laughing, but sometimes when you're in pain, all you can do is laugh. What are you feeling about her and the new year?
I do feel the new year is going to bring her financial gain. It's not going to happen immediately because I'm feeling like a influx of the energy of 2024 will also bring in her 2025. But I also feel that around March, things are going to start to shift for her. And I see a nice vacation where she's going to be able to celebrate and enjoy more of the energy of next year. I want to give her somewhat of a warning with regards to anything related to the law. So if she has a lawsuit out there or if she has something that deals with legalities, things like that are going to solve themselves next year. So she's going to have a more secure foundation with her family. And I really like this energy, but she's being warned by her spirit team not to be tempted to lower her standards. So don't just settle.
I appreciate the honesty with that. I know it's embarrassing to say, but I used to be with somebody that I had to dumb myself down for, where you have to lower your standards, like you said. And I hope she finds the strength to be herself, be solid, and be strong. Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? What's it looking like for us as a collective?
So as we know, we're wrapping up the year. This is the time of the year where all of us collectively are kind of evaluating the year that we've had. Mm-hmm. And something this week, there's going to be a lesson for us collectively this week that we're going to experience that is going to bring up feelings of feeling not good enough. And I hate to say that, but it's actually going to be a beautiful thing, because what's going to happen through that experience is that we're going to realize that we are good enough and we're going to reclaim our power back. Even through those negative experiences, we can find the silver lining, and we're being brought that to our awareness so that we could shift it, so that we can transform it, especially because we want to bring in a beautiful 2025. So we're being forced to evaluate those negative feelings that we have inside of us so we can transform them.
Self-doubt is so horrible. But I know for certain, Automatic, and you know this, when I've had some big self-doubt, it's usually some type of lesson I need to go through, and then I come out a little stronger on the other side.
Facts.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. Look, if you'd like a reading, you can call us for a future date, right? We'll get it done. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. And of course, follow Seer Madi on Instagram at Illest Divinity. Madi, we're getting close to the end of the year. I am going to ask you a little bit later on this month to reveal all of the predictions that you've done that have come true for 2024. Oh. Are you ready for that?
I'm going to get ready for that, yes.
Girl, it's spooky too. Thank you so much. We love you. Talk to you next Monday.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know, the more money you make, the more money you spend. The amount of money Cardi B is spending to live every month is crazy. I'll tell you what the amount is right now, but first, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
The great Kurt Angle celebrating his birthday. We'll wrap it up right there.
All right, so Cardi B says she spends about $3 million a month to live.
Dang.
Now, remember, she takes care of all of her family, including her extended family. They do live in New York, so I understand the cost of living is higher.
Have you seen her place in New York?
Yeah, and then she has another place in Atlanta as well, and pays for her mom, her dad, her abuelita, everybody to live. But $3 million, that's still a lot of money. Damn. That's a lot.
That's a lot of designer bags and clothes.
It is. She also shared screenshots of a text message discussing a potential $65 million tour deal. Now, she said that's not enough money. I thought, what?
Well, she said that she could take the money today and she would have $30 million more in her bank account, but she doesn't feel like her album is ready to go. It's been, what, 6 years since her last
album? Now, she says when she signs this tour deal, that's when we get the album.
I'm not surprised, but Cardi B has a lot more integrity than I do.
If $30 million is looking at me, I'd be like, where are we going?
What do you need me to say? I'll do whatever you want, dog.
You don't care what the album said, the critics. You don't care about no streaming numbers, whatever. You're doing the album. But I think to myself, we talked about the cost of a living in the beginning and the more money you make. I used to live, you know, in a very small house. One bedroom, one bathroom, not much going on. I could do that right now. But I make more money, so I choose not to.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, your lifestyle changes.
Could you live with your family living with you, though?
I don't care if it was $3 million or not. No, I'm going to pay for them to live somewhere else. Now I get it. Now I get why Cardi B takes care of them the way she does.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Nobody wants to look like Kim Kardashian. Mm. I want to explain this right now, but first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Kurt Angle celebrating his birthday, and we'll wrap it up right there. Shout out to Kurt Angle.
Kim Kardashian, arguably one of the most beautiful women in the world. Love her, hate her, don't care what you say. I don't care about the surgery or anything, but because before the surgery, she was still beautiful, whatever. There was a trend, though, where women were pumping stuff into their faces, dyeing their hair.
Trying to look like a Kardashian.
Yeah, all the lips and everything. And that has stopped.
Well, I feel like it stopped because Kim Kardashian has stopped trying to look like Kim Kardashian. She just looks natural now.
She does look a lot more natural than she has in a very long time. And that's kind of the trend. So plastic surgeons just reported that more and more women are coming in to get the filler removed from their faces, taken out of their lips, wanting to kind of go back to a more natural appearance. There was a time, Automatic, and I'm going to tell you, I was going on my Instagram and I felt like all of my friends started looking a certain type of way. They all looked like Kim Kardashian and her sisters.
I feel like we're on the opposite end of like the backside of the, not backside, right? No, we're on the smaller backside of the lip fillers. The lip fillers didn't really bother me.
That was not a great trend though.
It was interesting though, huh? It made them like stretched out and looked like stretchy like balloons. It was wild.
Dana got it and I told her, I was like, what are you doing?
Automatic, I did that. It's been almost 2 years. No, probably more than 2 years now. And he was honest with me though. Did it hurt my feelings a little bit? Yeah. And I had to massage and go in to have the lip stuff removed. I already have plump lips naturally. You can check them out at Dana Cortez on Instagram. But I just want, because I'm self-conscious though, and I saw all of that and I was like, well, let me get in on this. I was influenced.
You tried to keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, I did. And then I was uninfluenced when I saw my face. I was like, what is going on here? It didn't look good.
That
it
term,
didn't look good.
You know, when people are kind of not trying to look like the Kardashians anymore, that didn't come from us. That's coming from other surgeons and other professionals.
Yes,
Dana,
Anthony.
Do you think, is that kind of like a, is that rude to the Kardashians or is it like a compliment to them? I'm
sorry. No, it's not rude to them. It shows how influential they really are. Because what Automatic said in the very beginning of this, Kim Kardashian has stopped doing the butt injections. She stopped doing all the filler in her face. Her lips are back to normal. Now that she's normal, everybody else wants to be normal too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're interested in smelling like a dive bar, we've got the perfume for you in food news. Turn the radio up. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right. Nearing the end of the year, Wikipedia has just released the top 25 pages that were searched. Number 5, Donald Trump.
Oh,
number 4, sense. Lyle and Eric Menendez. Number 3, everywhere. The 2024 U.S. presidential election. Okay. Number 2, Vice President Kamala Harris. And number 1, deaths in 2024.
Oh.
Morbid. That was, half of those were searched by DJ Automatic.
It's good to know there's more people like me out there, though.
Yeah, I think people were just interested, I guess, in what's going on.
You guys don't even want to know my Wikipedia searches, dog.
What is it?
The origins of ranch dressing. So, yeah, don't, like, see, like, yeah, nobody.
I can't believe that didn't make the top 5, Anthony A. It, gosh,
greatest darn. American condiment of all time.
Maybe no, next year.
No, it's mustard.
Oh, whoa.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Miller High Life has launched Miller High Life Barfume.
Hey,
nice. Did you notice how I said barfume, not parfume?
Oh, you said barfume.
Yes. So you can smell just like
your dad's favorite spot.
Yeah, you know. Actually, the scents that are in here are cedarwood, tobacco, champaca. Oh, I don't know what the hell that is. And sea salt.
Finally, there's a fragrance for men that smells like an activity that men do. I hate these like deodorant names. Have you guys seen these where it's like ocean breeze or it's like phantom freshness?
Have seen these.
And finally, something that I can relate to. I want to smell like a dive bar. Why not? That's good.
You want to smell like wet bar mats, stale beer, and regret?
I do.
Anthony's like, that's a typical Sunday morning for me,
baby. I call
that
a Tuesday.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, today we are celebrating National Christmas Card Day.
Oh, this is such a big deal, and I feel guilty. DJ Automatic, every year
you
I
say. You failed us once again. That's a wife duty. I'm sorry.
Oh!
You better stop with that.
That's the truth.
Because I'm going to stop another wife duty if you keep pushing me like this. No, I bought a box full of Christmas cards last year, and I only sent one to my mother-in-law, Mom-O-Matic, and my own mom, and that's it, and we need to get on it. I need you to go buy stamps.
You need to get on it.
No, old-fashioned way, let's do it, because I know your brother-in-law, who now has a new girl in his life, Consuelo.
Your brother-in-law.
He's giving him wifely duty stuff, you know what I'm saying?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you going to break out the tap dance shoes for the Christmas office party this year, DJ Automatic?
If I own some, I would.
I might buy you some for Christmas just to see it.
I think they're expensive.
Maybe, but it's worth it if you'll wear them. We're going to the office Christmas party. We'll be able to hang out with all the people here, and we're doing an interactive play. It's some kind of ugly Christmas party event.
Man, I love me a good office holiday party, bro.
Oh, yeah. Anthony, it's
this
you
season,
know.
At
the end of the year, everyone gets to unwind a little bit, get a little messy with your coworkers, bills on the boss. That's always a great thing. I love me a good office party.
But sometimes they can go a little overboard. Do you remember our girl? I am not going to say her name because we work with her now at another company. Do you remember we had that Christmas party on the boat that year and she got a little sick because she had one too many shots of eggnog?
Yeah.
You can go a little overboard.
And she almost let go of herself on Anthony's shoes?
She barely missed the shoes.
Yeah, we're going to let Gina hold on to that memory herself.
Oh, you said her name, not
me. We don't say where she works at. You don't know what Gina? There's a lot of Ginas around here, bro. Tons of Ginas over
don't
here.
Don't tell Anthony anything. He'll tell everybody.
Speaking of Christmas parties, one of the worst, well, I mean, best worst mistakes I ever made
what,
at a
automatic?
Christmas party was I told my girlfriend at the time, man, Dana's lost a bunch of weight. She looks really good.
Oh, you told her about on. Me? Oh, when I was heavy and I started losing weight.
Yeah, and this
make
is
sure my ears heard what they heard, right? You told your then girlfriend at the time that your work wife had lost a lot of weight.
Dana wasn't my work wife yet. Mm. We barely even knew each other at this point.
That's a work wife comment. Jim Hopper. That's a work wife comment, dude. That's crazy.
Either way, you're surprised.
Well, I'll say from that point on, yeah. She hated Dana.
know.
I was going to say, you're surprised she was upset? I know what party you're talking about because she followed me around all night. She was highly intoxicated trying to talk to me.
And now that was part of the reason I broke up with her is because she got drunk at my Christmas party.
Oh,
I'm like, don't embarrass me. And I hadn't even worked there like 6 months at that point.
Yo, Dana, though, shout out to the Body Progress, dog. To be noticeably skinnier in an ugly sweater, automatic muscle.
Oh, no, she was in a dress.
Oh, I bet she was.
Oh, you remember?
I remember exactly what she was wearing because I was like, dang, I'm looking at Dana a little different from here on out.
There it is. Zone in, baby.
You know what?
Y'all fall under the mistletoe too. I bet you did. You crazy dog.
It took a while.
It took a while for that one. Huh?
Looky here. You're telling the Jim and Pam story way too soon, DJ Automatic. Way too soon. Office Christmas parties. I think they're a good thing. Don't drink too much, even though the boss is paying the tab.
There it is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.